Grand Rising, great afternoon, good evening, and sweet night, lovelies. I have a experience to tell y'all about. You ready? Lock and load, okay? Listen, cut up the volume. Tap in to the divine, because honey, I took the initiative and took the courage to put myself out there, y'all. I put myself out there. I stepped out on faith and trusted my intuition. And I went to a flea market, set up a table. It was actually a little desk. It wasn't even a whole table. But anyway, I set up at flea market, y'all. First time ever. Y'all ready to hear how it went? Stay tuned. Okay, so boom. Here it is, right? This it's like a little table, guys. One of them, I had to use what I had. Okay, get it? I had to use what I had. It's one of them dinner desk tables. I don't know what you call them, but it's like folded dinner little tables. What my mama called TV dinner. That's what she called it. She called it a TV dinner table. It folds. It's a little fold. I put my blanket over it. It's a sacred blanket, and put it over the table and my lap because it was chilly. The sun wasn't out yet, so it was real chilly, y'all, real chilly. And so then I had my cards. I had two decks because I didn't want to bring out all of them. You know, I didn't want to overwhelm nobody, nor did I want to overwhelm myself. So I had two decks. Mine that I created my own, and Angel's Oracle deck. Okay, so it's nothing, you know, too like overpowering or nothing. Like, it was real simple, cause I figured, you know, there's a church right across the street, and it is Sunday for some people. They just came out of church, and then some people came out of coffee shop, you know, whatever. It's a chill day. I love it. Anyway, so that's where I'm at. That's the vibe, right? Oh, and I had my crystals, and I had my business cards, and what else I had? Oh, my, my ashe bowl, but it's a bowl that it's a small bowl that I use for the ashes for my sage, right? Okay, so this is a little setup. This is a little cute little setup, y'all. Cute little setup. It was very simple. And so well, my friend called it a humble beginning. It's so cute. Anyway, so that was the look, right? So y'all, I had sat there and I was watching everybody else set up, and they, you know, everybody get their customers coming in. It's a lot of regulars that was coming in and stuff. And I was, you know, I was very honored and thankful that I got there early and was able to get the front spot. And so, y'all, I'm gonna tell y'all about a couple of the ones that stood out to me, right? So we get like two, three hours in. I didn't get any, you know, nobody that was looking interested. I got a lot of people that looked, then they, oh my God, that is a bug. I got a lot of people that looked interested, but they didn't, you know, take the initiative and the courage to actually walk over. Then I got this this energy from a couple of people that they were interested, but the person they were with was not interested, and so they didn't want to come over. Like, they gave that eye, like, it was a couple of them that, like, literally stared me the whole time they was walking into the flea market. Like, they were so interested, but the person they was with, they knew they was not going to be wanting to be on that stuff, so they didn't want to get a reading. And I was, so what I was doing was giving readings, and I was just real simple. I wanted to keep it simple, cute, and, you know, playing. But also, so they can still take away enough, you know, take away with them anyway. So, I said one question. My bad, I had to roll up the window. I'm in the car, y'all. Excuse the background noise if it's too loud or too much. But I did one question. $11. And then, look, this is like really, really cheap, y'all, but I knew I was at a flea market. Look, okay. So, one question, $11. And then, one question, $11. And then you can ask two or more questions for $22, right? This is real cheap, y'all. And not cheap, but it's pretty low. It's way lower than, you know, regular, whatever. So I made it real simple, you know, and that whole pause was because somebody just littered in the most disgusting way. Anywho, because thankfully that's gonna get picked up. But anyway, so. Yeah, I had one guy, he did do a reading. I believe he mostly did the reading because he wanted to take me out on a date. And that's what he kept saying. He could buy me shoes, he could buy me clothes, he could buy my hair if I want to get it done, he can get my nails done. He could put gas in my car. I don't have a gas car. And then I'm like, he was there. Like, I didn't say nothing. I'm just like, you know, I just let him talk because that's what he wanted to do with mom. And I'm like, all right, you know. And then, so I'm thinking myself, all right, you know, when are we going to talk? And I listened to my intuition, y'all. This is like divine for real. Because I didn't have to necessarily get aggressive with this man. I didn't necessarily have to say anything. My energy and my eyes and that one no stood for itself. And I was proud of myself in that moment because, y'all, I probably would have explained myself. Like, back then, I would have explained my no. Explained, you know, sir, I only see you as a client, blah, blah, blah. Like, I didn't even have to go into all that. Like, it literally stood for itself. He didn't go any further once I just plain and simple said no. But anyway, I was able to, you know, give him a reading. He did want a reading because after all that, you know, him basically trying to throw money at me and trying to buy me and take me out, I still was standing out like, are you want a reading or not? I didn't say it like that, y'all, but you know, basically that's how I put it. Like, you standing in front of my table still, you not getting none of this over here for me, but let's tap in and see, because he was talking about, you know, some things, and it definitely seemed as if he still wanted a reading, but he was still trying to push the button, like, see if he can get the other way. He was like, I want a reading, but I kind of want you too. Anyway, so he ended up getting his reading. He didn't get me. and then another guy, y'all, he came over and he was so sweet. He was so sweet. But again, asked me if I wanted to, if he could take me out to lunch. This like both of them probably was around the same age. The other guy, he told me he was like 70. He was in his 70s. And then this other guy, he probably was like in his 60s or 70s. He didn't look it, but he definitely was. But he asked me if he could take me to lunch after the flea market, you know, like after I got off type thinking. No. So, needless to say, at the end of the day, I did one reading. I made, and oh, I forgot to mention, he paid for my spot. Again, he was trying to throw money at me. And, you know, some girls would have been like all over him over that, but that didn't faze me. I was very appreciative, you know, of the fact that he did. Thank you. I didn't ask for that, but I did thank him, and I just let it be that. But I really felt like he, because he stood there for a second, and he was like, "Oh, that's it? Yeah." He was asking for more, and that kind of. That's where I really just drew the line. Like, that's my boundaries. You're not getting any more of my energy, because I did feel like it was kind of leading to him wanting more type thing. So, and I realized too, he didn't take my card, which I'm not mad at, okay? I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I'm not mad at that. So going back, let me go back to there's a lady. This is after him, right? He gone and left, and then there was a lot of other people that, okay, again, they were interested. They looking at the table and looking and blah blah blah. Now, mind you, y'all, I don't have a sign. I was unprepared on that end, okay? The extra stuff that make a table look, you know, real presentable and stuff, I was lacking. I wasn't prepared on that part. I was prepared, but I didn't have it with me, so technically I wasn't prepared, okay? So get to about an hour to about an hour and a half after he had left, y'all, this couple comes in, and they so cute, you know, they so cute. They look like they matching, not necessarily with color, but you know, the style. They style is just definitely matching. You could tell they probably been together for a while, or they energy just, you know, really matches, really, you know, in sync. So they walk in and they walk around. And they done bought a couple things, and then they come back around towards my table, and the guy, you know, they're speaking another language, but I can tell, I can interpret other languages. People don't know what the people don't think I know what they're saying, but I do know what they're saying. And that's this in many ways I could tell what somebody's saying. But anyway, so he was basically telling her, you know, hey, look at this girl. And she comes around the corner, you know, behind him, and she looks, and the first thing she does, y'all, is she takes her finger in the air and she draws a cross. Y'all, she draws across two times, and I knew what she was doing. I knew what she was doing. She shaking her head at me. She shaking her head at me. She drawing across two times in the air as she walking fast by, like as if like she gonna catch something just like my passing by. It was funny to me, I ain't gonna lie. She probably didn't mean it in a funny way, but honey, that tickled me, because I'm like, dang, y'all that religious. I mean, I get it, your faith, definitely stand strong in your faith, whatever you believe, go ahead honey, do it. But it tickled me, it tickled every single unreligious part of me. It tickled. It was fun. Anyway, so y'all, that was one experience that really, I don't know if y'all laughing, but I was laughing. So, then another lady, she comes up, and y'all, she asks me, she comes up, she looks, and she said, what are you offering? I said, no, she said, what are you selling? I said, I'm offering services. I said, I told her what I was doing. And she said, reading what? Now, y'all, already I got her energy. She was already on the fence. Okay? I'm not here to bring somebody over the fence. I'm not here to convince you to get a reading. I'm not here to, like, I'm not selling anything. And I'm not selling myself. I'm not selling these cards. Nothing here is for sale. You know, you get what I'm saying? This is a service. And so when she came with that energy of as if like she wanted me to sell her or convince her that I was the truth or I was real, honey, you can move along. I was already done with that energy once I read that on her. And that was within 2 seconds of her before she even finished that sentence. And so when she finally got that sentence out her mouth, I was been done. Like, I didn't even want to answer. But I did, right? A part of me, I did answer because it took me a second. So she repeated her question. And I decided not to answer her question the way she wanted me to. Nor did I even completely answer her question. Because I knew whatever answer I was going to give her, she wasn't going to like it anyway. So what did I say? I said, I forgot what I said, y'all. I said something about spirit. I said, I said your spirit. Yeah. Now, a question, if somebody was like really inquisitive and they actually wanted a reading, I would have said, read the cards. Like the other guy, it was a guy that asked the same question and I, you know, told him and he did take a card because he's inquisitive. He actually is open to it, you know, and he's not coming with a religious mindset. He's not coming, you know, already with gores up and stuff. Now, again, some of y'all might be thinking, well, you could, you know, informed her. She was questioning, so she was curious. No, she came, asked that question because she wanted to test me. I don't give a damn about the people that want to test and to try me out. And, like, you can stay over there. You can, and it's a lot of people that argue and, like, oh, you gonna lose customers that way. I'm not here for those people. I'm not. I know I'm not for everybody. I'm not here for those people. Those are not my people. Those are not my clients. Those are not my customers. My clients and my customers, even if they're coming with not a coming with a religious mindset, there are still some that are open enough to be able to let somebody be divination for them. Do divination or wanting to communicate with their ancestors. Like, they're still open enough. And I can discern who that is. She was not it. She was not them. So, you know, I took upon myself to be like, yeah, I'm good. And she probably, well, she did. She felt the same way. Like, she good. And I don't have no hard feelings towards her. Excuse the beeping. I have no hard feelings towards her. I'm actually glad she, you know, ended up walking away. But she could have kept that little last comment. The last comment she made before she walked away. She said, oh, good start. She said, oh, that's a good start. And she walked away. I'm like, honey, you saying that because off of what I said, but what I said was because of your energy. I'm not giving you all of my energy, all of my wisdom, all of my thought. I'd rather not. I'm going to give you a bullshit ass answer because you came with bullshit ass energy. Now, if she does come across this, honey, I still wish you well. And I really would rather you open your eyes
to your funky ass attitude than approaching somebody like that. You don't come with the energy of testing somebody or trying somebody and then expect to get a genuine still upfront. No, I'm not wasting that on you. I do feel like that's a waste. At that moment, I did. I felt like that was a waste. And I chose correctly how I felt in that moment. I stand on it. Anyway, I'm still learning your set boundaries because, yeah, just not taking disrespect from nobody. Nobody in her age. And she was an elder. But again, disrespect. It doesn't matter the age. Doesn't matter the title. You come with a disrespectful attitude, it's either love, light, or hate. There's no in between. Love or hate. If you ain't loving, you hate. Now, again, that question from a different person with a different type of energy, I answered that question genuinely with love. He got that love right back. I still show her love and mercy because I didn't go off on her. That was grace. I did give her grace. I didn't go off on her. I didn't cuss her out. I didn't just say and turn my head. Like, I could, you know what I'm saying? Like, I did it. I could have, but I didn't. So she didn't get hate. She got grace, love. And when she began to walk away, I turned my head. Because she was on the side of me. So, you know, I went straight back to focusing on other people walking through the door. But the whole thing, the lesson that I learned from this, because there were other experiences that happened there, y'all, and I did genuinely meet a beautiful soul, and I'm thankful for meeting that beautiful being. So it was some gems, and the reason why I was there, I'm grateful for this experience. I'm ever so grateful for even that woman, you know, doing that and asking that question, because that really was a question that I was ready for, but not with that type of energy. I'm not gonna lie, y'all. That caught me because I was like, ugh. You know, but I'm also ever so grateful for myself, and I honored that spirit. I honored my intuition. I honored my discernment and seeing straight through her. You know what I'm saying? And then respecting that part, because if I disrespected that part of myself that saw that in her, and I continue to fall in her whatsoever quote unquote trap, then I would have been stumbling on my words. Would have been nervous. Like, girl, no, you don't intimidate me. Like, she did have that energy of, like, you know, like as if she's smarter, as if she knows better. But there was, honey, that's not to, you know, I'm not in competition. I'm not here to fight. You know, I'm here to love and show gratitude and honor and appreciation and help others. You know what I'm saying? So I was just staying in that energy. And I just let that, I let it go. We don't waste time on that. And so I'm grateful for the ones that did come, and if they were inquisitive, they did. They took a card. I'm ever so grateful, for real, for even the ones that, you know, was scary. And they, as soon as they saw the cards, they turned their head and was like, you know, it was some of them made eye contact, y'all. This, I'm laughing at the experience, not laughing at the individuals. Get this, okay? It was some individuals that came in. Again, I was in the front. So as soon as they come in, you know, they saw the guy that was across from me, his, you know, that vendor, and they saw me, and they saw the cards on the table. And some of them, you know, had to get up closer to see, you know, to question, you know, what's going on or whatever. And then some of them, as soon as they saw the cards, oh, they look away real quick. They like, it's like they knew what the cards meant, and they hurried up and look away, y'all. It was so funny. Oh, my God. Because I'm like, really? Either they already have a spiritual, guide that they don't want to go to anybody else, which I respect totally, utmost, totally respect, right? Or they just so highly religious. That part tickles me when it's the religious ones. They like, really? Anyway, so that's a whole, different segment argument in its own. Well, not really argument, because I ain't going back and forth about that, but it's funny though. But yeah, so I'm thankful too for the weather. The weather was on our side, even though like when we first set up and we first got there, it was like really, really cold, y'all. I had on my hoodie, I had on my sweater and another jacket. It was that cold. And then I have on my boots and I have on these like real thick leggings. So I'm thankful that it did heat up. It's 78 right now, sitting at 78. It got up to about 75 while we was out there. So I'm real thankful for that. I am thankful for the weather being outside so I can get the whole experience without, inclement weather being kind of draggy. So it wasn't the inclement weather. It wasn't the weather that kept people away. I know. I was able to see what it is, what for what it is. You get what I'm saying? So I'm thankful for that. That dog is telling you it has to go to use the restroom. Y'all listen to y'all pets. When it's trying to lure you to a certain location, a certain direction, listen to your pets. They either got to use the bathroom, or they smelling something, or they trying to protect you away from something. The pets, they know, okay? Yeah, some pets that get distracted from little things, but use your discernment. You should be able to discern when they trying to tell you something. I mean, if this you, truly your pet, you should be able to discern the difference between them warning you than they trying to play. But anyway, that's a side note for somebody. Yeah, it's a beautiful day. I hope you get out and enjoy your day. Enjoy the time that you have with your loved ones. I'm not gonna edit this audio. I'm just gonna let y'all hear this experience as is. I do want to also send out some love to those that are across the borders of the United States. I send so much love and peace and gratitude to each and every one of you because I know that the United States does import from many countries. And all of those countries, I want to send gratitude to you because unbeknownst to me, I use, products here and there. I use like, throughout our everyday life, we have materials that is from different countries. So I don't know what country I mostly use throughout my day. It's most likely probably China, but in Thailand, I'm noticing that too. So I want to send gratitude to those countries. I'm just sending out gratitude right now to those that are outside the United States, particularly, especially those that are working in warehouses, and those factories. My heart goes to you, truly. There's a piece of my heart that y'all truly are like just dwelling and melting in, because it melts my heart and it makes me feel saddened and upset a little bit, how much I know about the situation what y'all going through. It really upsets me And I do as much as I can. I don't always put it on the forefront and, you know, plaster it everywhere on social media, which everybody shouldn't. If we're all doing something and doing our part to help in some kind of way, it shouldn't have to be plastered over social media. You know what I'm saying? So everybody just continue to help one another. Help somebody in your community when you see them in need and you are able to help and you feel the push to help, do that. All right? Do that. And do it with courage. Do it with courage and do it in love. Whatever you do, please do it in love. All right? If you're not able to do it in love or you don't feel that it's going to be delivered in love, don't do it. Don't do it. If you're not going to deliver it in love, it's not going to be received in love. Oof, that is a word. I hope y'all got that. Man, y'all open your hearts, open your minds, continue to align your chakras, continue to heal and grow. I love you so very much. So very much. The Chosen Tribe, lovelies, I absolutely love y'all. Absolutely. There is no question about it. 100%. Y'all will always be on my mind. Y'all always be on my heart. I have gotten to the point of wanting to record again. So, I mean, y'all always on my mind. I'm always like thinking of to record, so y'all, I'm getting to the point of like actually doing it. So we in this thing, we getting back. All right, lovelies, it's good to talk to you again. You can now talk back. There are ways that you can also communicate back to me, lovelies. If you care to do that, there are ways on here, or you can find me on Instagram at chosen_intuition. Again, Instagram, Insta, chosen_intuition. That is chosen_intuition. If you did not hear that time, please just, you know, go back 30 seconds. That button right there at the bottom. Yeah. All right. And on YouTube, you find me at Chosen Intuition. Lovelies, Chosen Intuition. All right, lovelies. I absolutely adore you. I love you. I'm so proud of your progress and your healing journey. Please continue on. I know you will, because y'all the motherfucking bomb. All right. Bye. Mwah.